proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. Beginning with this session, we will be looking at the miracles of Jesus Christ, as described in the New Testament Gospels. These miracles took place over the course of the Savior's public ministry, a ministry which began when he attained, as Luke chapter 3 put it, about 30 years of age. His ministry lasted for several years, beginning in Galilee and ending in Jerusalem with his crucifixion and resurrection. Two different Passover celebrations marked the extent of the Savior's ministry. During the first of these, described in John chapter 2, bystanders asked Jesus Christ to show them a sign authenticating his ministry. Now, this was not an unusual request. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 pointed out that Jews seek after a sign. Indeed, the entire history of the Jewish nation, beginning at Mount Sinai and even before in Egypt, characterized by sign after sign after sign, God authenticating his messengers and his message. When these bystanders asked Jesus Christ to show them a sign, here was his reply, quote, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up," unquote. 3 years later, when he celebrated his final Passover, hours before his crucifixion, this event being recorded in every single gospel, 3 years later, Jesus Christ still ministered. His evangelistic outreach focused primarily on the Jewish people in Israel. The 15th chapter of Matthew noted a comparatively rare encounter between Jesus Christ and a Gentile, in this case a Syrophoenician woman. After she asked him to heal her daughter, he rejoined, quote, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel," unquote. With few exceptions, most of the Lord's interactions, meaning his miracles as well, most of his interactions took place with the Jews. Why did he initially set such limits on his outreach? A statement made by the Apostle Paul in Romans 15 might provide an answer. Paul wrote that, quote, "Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God," unquote. The promises Paul alluded to were in the Old Testament pledges that God gave the Jewish people. Jesus Christ himself quoted one of these promises found in Isaiah 61. He said, quote, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord," unquote. Once he closed the book and sat down, the Savior continued, quote, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears," unquote. Jesus Christ performed a number of wondrous works, just as Isaiah had foretold that the Messiah would do when he came. Nonetheless, the Savior remained aware of his primary mission. As he put it in Luke 19, quote, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost," unquote. He informed his inner circle of followers in Matthew 20, quote, "The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many," unquote. Over the next few sessions, we'll take a brief look at those miracles performed by Jesus Christ. Since the Jews do seek after signs, the Savior presented his Jewish contemporaries with ample evidence to support his, the Savior's, claims to deity and to being Messiah. As John put it in the 20th chapter of his Gospel, quote, "These are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.